I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Belgium is a nation in mourning after terror attacks paralyzed Brussels. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles was with a team on their way home from Liberia when explosions rocked the airport in Brussels. They were evacuated safely, but for now, they're still stranded. Like Operation Mobilization Belgium's team, they're making themselves useful.
You know how the Lord works in these situations. It was pretty incredible just to see it. Of course, it's pretty scary, and we dealt with a lot of people who had lost family members and coworkers, some of the airline personnel.
But as Easter approaches,
there's still a lot of concern. There's still a lot of thinking maybe it's going to be another one. So a lot of people are on edge right now here. So I think praying for the people that are being affected, the families, the coworkers.
On an unrelated note, you don't have to speak the same language to share God's love. Family Christian's Olivia Holman found this out on her mission trip to Mexico. With Back-to-Back Ministries, her team visited a children's home.
It was really awesome and I think totally God's purpose that we spent the whole week at Casa Hogar Douglas. We were able to connect with the kids at a much deeper level, minister to them, and just have a sweet week of connecting with those kids.
And the team made Christ known through their actions.
The way we impacted those kids the most is just by letting them relax. A lot of these kids come from backgrounds where they have high stress levels. They've been neglected or disconnected for such a long time that one of the biggest ministries you can do is just to have fun with them.
The hardest part?
We don't necessarily see the good that comes from what we did, but God sees it.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's stories complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.